How to avoid falling into the caretaker trap again after codependency recovery. When you've spent years putting others first, stepping away from that role will possibly feel strange to you. Maybe you still feel like you should be responsible for making sure everyone else is okay, taking on their struggles, or putting their happiness ahead of your own. These habits are hard to break because they've been part of your daily life for so long. And even after codependency recovery, it can be hard not to go back to them. But holding on to this caretaker role will only make it harder for you to focus on your own growth, pulling you back into those unhealthy patterns even after all the work you've done to heal throughout your codependency recovery. You need to be able to tell when you're taking on too much again, or just saying yes when you need to say no. Taking a step back from others sometimes doesn't mean you don't care. It means you're learning to build relationships that are balanced and healthy, where your needs matter too. That said, what recovery should look like is a good place to start to show you how you can easily stay on track without falling back into old habits. What healthy codependency recovery looks like. Healing from codependency means creating relationships built on respect and balance. If you're recovering from a bad relationship, this means you need to relearn how to set boundaries, prioritize your well-being, and understand that your worth isn't tied to taking care of others. For those who once relied on you, this means taking responsibility for their own choices and emotions instead of expecting you to manage everything for them. Healthy recovery also means finding ways to support and be supported without feeling drained. A good relationship should allow you both to grow as individuals while still being there for each other in a way that feels good and fair. Why caretakers struggle after codependency recovery. If you've always been the person others depended on, letting go of that role isn't a walk in the park. The problem is, once you start setting boundaries and focusing on your own needs, sometimes the people around you may react with frustration, confusion, or even sadness. That can make you feel guilty or worried that you're letting them down. Your sense of identity could still be wrapped up in being that person who fixes everything, so it will feel a little unsettling to just stop. Old patterns can be hard to break. If you're not careful, you'll find yourself in another relationship where you feel responsible for someone else's well-being. It's even possible that you're always drawn to people who need extra help or who expect you to take care of everything for them. And there's a reason for this, too. These patterns are deeply ingrained in you, making it easy for you to slip back into the caretaker mindset. It helps to pay attention to signs that something feels one-sided or that you're taking on more than you should to break this cycle. Simple ways to avoid falling back into codependency. Pause before offering help. If helping someone means sacrificing your well-being, it's okay to step back. Always ask yourself if you truly have the time and energy. Say no with confidence. You don't ever need a long explanation. A simple, "I can't help with that right now, but I hope you find what you need," is enough. Focus on your own life. Shifting your focus back to yourself is a good way to break free from old habits. Spend time on hobbies, interests, and goals that bring you joy. Enjoy time alone. Allow yourself to be comfortable on your own to remind you that your value isn't tied to taking care of others. Surround yourself with independent people. Build more friendships with those who respect your boundaries and take responsibility for their own lives. Keep a boundary journal. Whenever you feel drained after certain interactions, write down what happened. This will help you spot patterns and adjust your boundaries accordingly. Ask for help for yourself too. Instead of always being the one helping, practice asking for help when you need it. This will put you in healthier, more equal relationships. Celebrate your progress. Be proud of all the steps you've taken to move away from codependent patterns to encourage positive changes in yourself. If you feel exhausted, resentful, or constantly overcommitted, it may be time to talk to a professional. A therapist can help you understand why certain patterns keep showing up and guide you in setting stronger boundaries. If you've been trying for a long time to break free from old codependent habits or want to build healthier connections, know that help is available. Reach out to a counselor for support by booking an appointment right here on this site today.